Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Okay, what about tax deductions? If you give for the purpose of a tax deduction, is that a form of doing something for human reward? And I would say no. If you give only to get a tax deduction, then, and that's your only motive, then yeah, that would be a bad, not only would that be a bad motive, but it would be a dumb motive, because you don't get all the money back on your tax write-off. I don't know if people understand that, but if you give $100, at most that can save you whatever your margin, anyway, you don't get the whole 100 back on the tax. It doesn't work that way. So it would just be a foolish way to get money. The natural benefits of this life serve as a kind of incentive to you that go right along with your godly motives. That's not evil. It's not bad to take advantage of financial benefits in this life. And I think if you give to the church and you don't mention to the IRS how much you gave because you don't want human reward, that would probably be poor stewardship. The law of the land is you're supposed to be deduct that from your taxes, and if you don't, then it seems like you're just wasting money. The Lord gave you your money to be a steward of it. You want you to be a good steward. He doesn't want you to just throw it away for no good reason. And so no, I don't think that there's anything bad about taking advantage of that benefit. But if that's your only motive in giving, then it would certainly not be a good thing. That's a great question. What about if you sometimes you really appreciate something someone did. For example, suppose some old friend comes into town and he happens to be just a brilliant pianist and a great vocalist, and he volunteers to play on a particular Sunday morning. And so you just love this man. So you happen to mention how thankful you are that he would come and give his time and play. Did I just cost Rod a whole bunch of eternal reward by doing that? No, I don't think so, because again, the issue is motive. If he did that for the sake of human applause, which I'm quite confident he did not, then he would forfeit his reward, whether I thanked him or not. But if his motive is the glory of God, then receiving human thanks is not a bad thing. In fact, if to the degree, remember that it reflects God's heart, it's actually a good thing. And so don't hold back your praises and your expressions of gratitude to people because you're afraid they're going to get a big head or you're afraid they're going to forfeit reward or anything like that. That's between them and God. Their motives are between them and God. Your responsibility is to be grateful for what people give. And so gratitude is a good thing.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.